Representatives from circumpolar nations are in Fairbanks to preview venues and plan for the 2014 Arctic Winter Games. The last time the youth sporting event was held in Alaska was in Kenai in 2006. The Games International Committee includes members from Alaska, Canadian provinces, Greenland, the Scandinavian Arctic, and Russia. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, they like what they're seeing in Fairbanks.
Arctic Winter Games committee members toured Fairbanks venues, including local schools, ski areas, the Carlson Center, Fort Wainwright, and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Committee President Jerry Thick of Whitehorse says Fairbanks offers a premium location for the biannual showcase of youth winter and traditional native sports.
All the facilities are exceptional, phenomenal. The only challenge here will be making the people aware of Arctic Winter Games. You're a very large community, and that's kind of the key for the organizing committee to make sure that there's an awareness of Arctic Winter Games, what Arctic Winter Games is about.
Thick says the other communities represented in the Arctic Winter Games are smaller than Fairbanks and Anchorage. Jeff Satinek is chef de mission, or head of Team Nunavut Canada. He says coming to Fairbanks is a big deal for team members.
Kids come from all over the territory, so some come from Iqaluit, which is our capital, which is our biggest community. And then you'll have some kids that come from small communities, like where there's only 400 or 500 people in it. So being in a bigger place, the scenery, the mountains, and the shopping, like, it's going to be good to see them when they see the facilities here. Like, some of them will be awestruck, or they'll feel they're important.
Satinek stresses the Arctic Winter Games is about more than sport, allowing kids from different cultures to come together and make friends. Team Alaska assistant chef de mission Kathleen Ream of Anchorage says there are some major advantages to having the games in Fairbanks.
There's always the element and the benefit of the fact that we are the home team. So for our athletes, the experience will be different because their parents and their family and their support network will be able to attend the games. The community, Fairbanks community, is just one in a million, incredibly supportive of the games, very welcoming to all of us. So it's just a guaranteed good experience for athletes, coaches, mission staff, all around.
Ream says Fairbanks is ideal size for the games, offering a lot in terms of venues and activities, but still small enough that events will get public attention. Fairbanks Arctic Winter Games Board of Directors President Jeff Jacobson says the games have been carefully planned to ensure they're in the spotlight.
Spring vacation in March, a lot of things happen in our community with the World Ice Carving Championships, the Dog Mushing Championships that are going on, Doyon Shareholders, Tanah Chiefs. So we were very careful in talking to those organizations and structuring our games and venues so that they are complementary and they're not competing for the same resources. And we really believe that there will be a great synergism that's going to be happening. So Fairbanks will be the place to be in Alaska during that time period in March 2014.
Jacobson says 50-plus local committees will work to organize various aspects of the games, from hospitality to transportation and security. He says more than 2,000 volunteers will be needed to support the event. The budget is $6.2 million, but Jacobson anticipates the games will bring twice that into Fairbanks as 2,000 athletes, coaches, media, friends, and family converge on the community. The state has contributed $1.5 million to the budget, and another $1 million will be sought from the legislature next session. Jacobson says local fundraising is nearing $500,000, and sponsors, ticket, and merchandise sales are anticipated to cover remaining costs. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.